Here's Travis Green talking about how much Brock Besser has developed as the year has gone on.
Well, he's had a great season. He's had some times. What I've liked about Brock is there's, like a lot of goal scorers, they're not going to score every night. He's found a way to stick with it, and not a lot of highs or lows. He's a humble kid. He works hard on his game. He understands when he plays well, and he understands when he's not playing well. And it's not just about goal scoring for him. And we've talked to him about becoming a player that not only scores, but scores and wins. And sometimes there's a difference in young players' minds about scoring and winning and them not being connected. And we want him to be one of those players that does both.
Yesterday you used the 200-foot label with him. And that's that phrase that gets thrown around so much now in hockey. Are there different types of 200-foot players? You don't want 12 forwards that are all the same, do you?
No, I don't want 12 forwards that are all the same, unless they're all 40 goal scorers and plus 30 on the season, and that'd be nice.
So what does it say that when Brock does score, he's not one of those guys who lets everyone in the rink know that he's just scored a goal? It's like he's done it before, and I think there's something to be said for that.
Well, it's part of the humbleness. I think he's not a flashy, doesn't want a bunch of attention on him just because he's scoring. He wants attention because he's winning. And I think, Jeff, back to your 200-foot game, you look at teams that win and where their young players have grown to become champions. You can look at a lot of great players in the league over the years, right back to Steve Yzerman. Sydney, and I'm not putting Brock Besser in this light yet. He's got a lot to prove in the league. He's had a really good season. He understands that. We hope that he develops into that kind of player, a leader for us, that you win with and win for years. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure on a kid that when people start talking about accolades and, you know, what you are, and we want him to become everything he can be. We have extremely high hopes for Brock Besser, and the good thing about him is he's humble. He understands it. I think he really wants to win and wants to help turn an organization around, which is vital.
Yeah, he opened a meeting with the Twins yesterday. Travis, is that aligned tonight?
Like I said yesterday, I'm not going to say what my lines were, and my mom called and was upset because Godolbin might. It was reported that Goldie might not play tonight, which again was. That's not the case. Goldie is in tonight, and Jokinen is also in.
Mom's often know best. What else is mom talking about?
She has a lot to say. Yeah.
Who's out there?
Nick Dowd is out tonight. She questions a lot of things I do.
Travis, how much of your coaching style came from him? What did you take from him most in regards to coaching?
Oh, I've talked about Al a lot. At the end of my playing career, the start of my coaching career. You can't say enough good things about Al as a coach, and not just as a coach, but as a person. I think the one thing about Al, he was very demanding. As Butchie can say and can attest to, he was a demanding coach. But he was fair, he was honest, and he really wanted the best for you. You could feel that, and I think that's important. Players have to understand that, no matter what you, how hard you are or how you talk to them, as long as they understand that you want them to succeed. And with Al, you never doubted that. He wanted you to play well. He could understand when you were down, and it wasn't where he was looking to kick you if you were down. And he had a real good feel for the game. Not necessarily just from the X's and O's part, but from how players were feeling. Call it a gut feeling, I guess. But he was very good that way as well, and I did learn a lot from Al.
Daniel said today that just in one practice, he could see how smart a player Jokinen is. As a rookie NHL head coach, Travis, how can Jokinen help you, not just on the ice, but in the room, a guy who's been there? You're trying to establish something here the last 17 games, right? You want to have a certain type of culture. You want to have a winning type of environment. How can Jokinen help in that respect?
Well, he's played in the league a long time. He's played with a lot of good players, a lot of great players, Hall of Fame guys. He's a good example for our young players. Here's a guy coming in who, you know, he just wants to play and compete, and he's working hard in practice. You ask him, you know, left, right, center, doesn't matter. Just play me, and I'm going to give you everything I got. And that's, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And, you know, I hope he does well. I want him to play well and force our hand not to take him out of the lineup. And that's going to force young guys to play their asses off as well. Marky.
I'll ask you about Alex Ovechkin at 600 goals and just how impressive an accomplishment that is in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about one of the best goal scorers of all time in the history of the game. And he just finds a way to get it done. Year in, year out. It's pretty impressive. And, you know, the longevity of how long he's scored is, you don't see that a lot.
With the standings the way they are, as a coach, how do you keep your team competing to finish out this season?
It's a fear that you worry that you're going to have a letdown, for sure. But I think it's different for our team. We're an organization that is really pushing to get better and improve. We said that from day one. We're not a team that was at the top of the standings and has had a huge letdown and, you know, we're waiting for next season. Our next season started day one this year. We want to get better. And we have pushed our players all year. Our focus hasn't changed with where we're at. Even the first 25 games when we were almost in a playoff spot or in a spot, our focus hadn't changed. We're going to push and push and push until we start to get better. And I like certain games that we've played. We've had some real strong games here and played well. And the expectations are not going to change as far as what's expected out of our players. And, you know, guys are fighting for jobs. They're fighting for jobs right now. And they're fighting to be part of the team next year that is going to still look to progress.
That is the head coach of the Vancouver Canucks, Travis Green, meeting with the media. And was that maybe the answer of the season? That about Nikolai Goldobin tonight, said his mother texted him. She thought that maybe Goldobin wouldn't play this evening against the New York Islanders, and she wasn't happy about it.
Travis, I heard you're scratching Goldie. You shouldn't do that.
I don't know what Travis Green's mom sounded like, but is that not a classic? That's amazing.
I think we need Travis Green's mother on Twitter. She would win Canucks Twitter if she was that. Could you imagine mom going after her son? Why aren't you playing?
There's something about moms, too. Even if it's a horrible take, you're like, oh, isn't that adorable? Like,
you need to play Good Branson on the power five.
Like, okay, that's pretty funny. I'm going to give that a favorite and a retweet. I don't agree, but that's good.
You got to listen to your mom.
That's right.
Right? If you don't listen to your mother, then, I mean, what good are you as a son?
Do you have any, does mom give you tips on the broadcast?
She gives me tips all the time.
What kind of tips she giving
you? She's giving me good ones, like slow down.
Sat, you're talking too fast. She said, slow down.
She said, slow down. your laugh is too, you giggle too much. And I'm like, I got a high-pitched laugh. I can't do anything about that, mom.
You got to be you. If that's how you laugh.
That's how I laugh. And sometimes people make fun of me when I laugh. But that's just me. That's just who I am. I am, Ryan.
Why are they so mean to you on the morning show, Ryan? You don't smell. They say you smell.
Sportsnet 650.